iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter in Hamilton at the iRock Radio Studios, hanging out with our friends Nick, Keith, and Tyler in Take the Name. Thanks again for stopping by.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having us here.
Take the Name. Of course, we're playing the song Crash and Burn, featuring Jacob Kulik from the band Kulik. But what's been going on with you guys? Because I know you just put out an EP a little while ago, mm-hmm. right? So let's talk about that.
Okay, so we put out an EP back in July called For What It's Worth. It's been doing really well. It's as far as online and whatnot, getting a lot of streams, a lot of plays, and people seem to be pretty receptive to it, which is awesome. We have Kulik on one of the tracks on another song. We have another guest feature. We have Kellen Quinn of Sleeping With Sirens on Changing Plans.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. Pretty cool to see some people reacting well to the music.
Now, with Crash and Burn, obviously you guys share a musician in Kulik's band along with you guys. How did that come about? Because Keith, you weren't originally in Take the Name or Violent Nine, which we'll kind of get to also. Did you meet the rest of the guys when Jacob was being a guest as far as the song?
Do you want me to answer that for you?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sorry, Keith has laryngitis.
Well, I just lost my voice, but
he woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Okay, so actually, we used to be a five-piece, and back in, I don't even remember, I want to say June of 2020, pretty much Brandon and I decided that we were going to continue, and our other three members decided to leave. And we had worked really hard for what we've been doing, and we weren't going to give up. That's not something we wanted to do at all. So actually, who we record with, Justin Mitchell from King Studios, he actually put a post on Facebook just, saying, hey, I have this band. This is the music they put out in the past, and this is what they do, and if anybody's interested, let me know. And Keith, you must have saw the post, so he...
Jake sent it to me, yeah.
Okay, so then he reached out to me, so him and I started to talk, and then we met up one day. We had one practice. We were like, you're in, like 100%. And then not too far after that,
Then I joined after. From same kind of way, my friend saw Justin's post, mm-hmm. messaged me about it to audition. But yeah.
And that's how we became who we are. Now we're a four-piece.
And we got sued.
We'll get to that, too. You guys got a lot of interesting stories that we can kind of branch off into in one way or another. But, we can start off, actually, by the whole Violent Nine thing. When all of that happened, when the three members had left, was that before or after you were already working on switching the name?
Oh no, that was way before. That was
like a year before.
Yeah, that was a year prior.
Okay.
That everything happened with the name change. If you want me to get into the name change, I can.
As long as you're okay with it.
Yeah. So basically, in a nutshell, for what really happened, there was a other band with a very similar name that had trademarked the name before we got the chance to.
Now, you had the name for how long? Violent Nine.
We put out our first track, Bury You Alive, in 2018.
Okay.
So we had been putting music out for over 2 years, and I don't know when that band put out music before we did or whatever. I don't really... No, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But they had reached out to us back in May with a cease and desist letter.
Right.
So I work for a music management company called MVK. So I was able to utilize some of the resources that we have there with, entertainment lawyers and really looking into things. And from their, spectrum of what was going on, we pretty much... it would just been easier for us to change the name. And that was something that we really didn't want to do because we had established who we are as Violent Nine. People have seen us play for over, 2 years as that band name. So we were nervous about changing the band name because, people might not get it right away or like, oh, who's that? But the song's still the same, obviously. But actually, we've received really nice feedback about the name change. People really like the name change. I think the way that we announced it too really helped people gravitate towards it and whatnot. We try to make things funny.
I think it was a badass attitude.
Thank you.
With the name that you guys chose, would take the name.
So you know what? I don't even care. I'll say it. So the reason why we're called Take the Name because we're like, you know what? Take it.
Yeah, we just kind of accepted it and just kind of wanted to move forward and get out of that situation that we were in.
Yeah, because it was just really annoying because why are we going to sit there and battle something when instead we have the music, we're not going to give up playing music, so we can make the name different. And at this point for the band, it's not like we're a huge band or anything at this point, so it's easier for us to do it now than later on down the road, but it's been doing really well for us.
Well, your single Crash and Burn, that's on our top 25 right now, so that's spinning an awful lot here at iRockRadio.me.
Thank you.
I don't know if you do it a lot, but you're going to actually play an acoustic song here in the studio with us.
I don't think we've ever done that.
We have never done a stripped-down acoustic set before as a band.
Okay.
But it's really interesting because behind the scenes of us practicing, for us to take a song that is heavy.
Yep.
And rework it into something super mellow, and it's almost like a magical feeling towards it. So it's really cool to know that we can strip music down and rewrite it.
Yeah, I think it sounds great, and honestly, it's something that we could like try to pursue in the future for just like releasing songs as acoustic versions of them.
What are we going to hear from you guys right now?
We do Friends?
Yep, just Friends.
Yeah, just Friends first.
Just Friends? All right. We're going to get things situated here. We're going to hear Just Friends from Take the Name acoustically for the first time ever. And then we will talk about the song a little bit later and have one more performance. It is Jay Hunter on iRockRadio.me along with Take the Name with acoustic Just Friends.
One, two, three. Not ready, I get it. Don't want complications. You got to focus on yourself. So no worries, it's all good, no hurry. Your heart belongs to someone else. You know I'm always here to keep you company, company. But I can't help but feel it's not enough for me. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. See you only on the weekend. Sorry, hope you understand. I like you a little too much for that. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. Always hear about your ex. Sorry, there's no going back. I like you a little too much for that. Maybe I don't wanna be. If I'm such a nice guy and you had a great time, why don't we kick it up a notch? How about you come over, move into me closer, let my hands give it a shot. You know I'm always here to keep you company, company. But I can't help but feel it's not enough for me. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. See you only on the weekend. Sorry, I hope you understand. I like you a little too much for that. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. Always hearing about your ex. Sorry, there's no going back. I like you a little too much for that. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. Just friends. Just friends. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. Just friends. Just friends. Maybe I don't wanna be. Not ready, I get it. And don't want complications. And I just gotta say it. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. See you only on the weekend. Sorry, hope you understand. I like you a little too much for that. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. Always hearing about your ex. Sorry, there's no going back. I like you a little too much for that. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. Just friends. Just friends. Maybe I don't wanna be just friends. Just friends, just friends. Maybe I don't wanna be.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Take the name that is acoustic, Just Friends. Some people may not even recognize that is a cover song. But,
yes.
I mean, well, that you made into your own. But can you talk a little bit about why you chose to use that as a single and the significance?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So that song is actually by a artist named Jordy. And there was a night where I was coming back from a concert. It was actually Sleeping with Sirens concert back in January before COVID. And I went with two friends. And at the time, one of the friends I was there with, we were like, you know, whatever, you know, and played the song in the car. And then, you know, months later, I was like, you know, I really liked that song. I want to do that song. I want to redo Just Friends. And then it kind of evolved into just being a really awesome song, and it started to like be relevant for me later on in time. But yeah.
but you chose it before it became more relevant.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. So you guys have some new material that you're about to go into the studio very soon,
yep.
Correct?
Yes.
All right. So as far as the writing process of this new music now, because now it's a group effort, I'm guessing, at this point, where we're writing the music. What can you tell us about the music before you step in the studio? Like, is there anything, like, aside from, oh my God, it's so great, because you really didn't record it yet, but what can you tell us about it to give a little bit of the background insight?
We are trying to change up some things. Obviously, we don't want to record the same album twice. We don't want to make the same song twice. So us as a band collectively, we all have different influences, and we want to add pop elements, add some punk elements to things that we haven't done in the past. So it's going to be really different, but I believe everybody will really love what we have that we're working on. The song that we're going in to do, it's definitely different than anything you've heard on the EP. But collectively, we have other songs we've been working on. So stylistically, they'll all blend together and they'll make sense. But we want to try some new things. We don't want to make the same thing again and again.
When we were talking outside of the interview, you were saying about how, because I kind of asked what one of the names were, like if you know, what the name of a single, if you were allowed to say it or not. And it intrigued me that that you said you didn't have a name yet.
I mean, I have a title in my head that I'm working with, that I am rolling with, I guess, that I want to, what I want to write it about.
But it's not inked on the paper.
It's not
yet,
inked.
Though.
It's so not, if I say it in here, it has to be that. And if it's and if I change it, then I can't. So I can't say it. But I know what it's going to be called.
Okay, but I think that's kind of cool that you're just kind of, you know, still feeling it out even when you're ready to record it. That's awesome.
They don't even know that I had the title, so guess what? I have one. So you know.
Better match a song.
Yeah, that's how much faith we put in, you know.
Aren't you guys glad you came for the interview?
Oh, yeah.
But such a great, incredible acoustic performance, and you guys have never done that before?
Nope.
You,
no.
Truly?
But we did it, like, twice before we came here, and that was it.
No kidding. So
yeah.
Now, did you guys ever do any acoustic songs before, or is this, like, I mean, obviously you have the acoustic guitar.
I played.
I mean, I guess the closest song we have that's released would be Scar Tissue, that has the
elements
of
that,
yeah.
Okay.
I really like acoustic music, so I kind of, like, come from that.
Now that we've heard the Just Friends, now will come the really, really interesting part, and that will be hearing Succubus be acoustic. So
it's a little different.
It was interesting for us too. Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear what that's going to be. But if you had the chance to sit down and have drinks with a particular artist, whether it's, you know, someone who's alive or dead, doesn't mean, like, you know, obviously they wouldn't be dead, but who would it be and why?
Can you go to them first? Because I need to think about this.
Okay. All right.
For me, it'd probably be Jack White.
Jack White?
Yeah, from the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Probably just because I just feel like he truly came from nothing, and he really mastered his craft, and, like, I think his music's so unique, and I really admire that.
Okay.
probably Dave Grohl for me, just because multi-instrumentalist. Well,
yeah, that acoustic.
Awesome drummer, yeah.
The acoustic songs, you are the tambourine drummer, and yeah. You're also the guitarist, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Dave Grohl for me, yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to say I love Sleeping with Sirens so much, and we have Kellen Quinn on a song. I have a Sleeping with Sirens tattoo, so I would love to sit down and hang out with Kellen. Keith got to tour with Sleeping with Sirens a few years ago, so he's told me stories, and it sounds like it was a pretty fun time. So, yes, I would love to do that.
And we will definitely also have some drinks. I don't know if Sleeping with Sirens is going to be there, but we will have your drinks there. So.
Don't count on it.
Jack White will be there too.
Jack White will be there. Dave Grohl. Yep.
They're all there.
So we will be there with some drinks in hand. So Succubus. Let's talk about the song for a little while. Give like a little intro to it before we play your acoustic version.
That'll be you.
Tell us about it.
Basically, when I was thinking about what to write the song about, it's about a person that is holding you down and not letting you feel like you can breathe. In your life, essentially, you know, that's a person or a substance or whatever it is that controls you, and there's something that's controlling you and you can't break from it. But then in the bridge where I say let me live, I'm basically coming out and saying, you know what, I'm tired of this. I want to be me, and I can't be me with this in my life, whether it's a person, a substance, whatever I was saying, and you let me live, I'm out of this. And that's basically what it is. It's basically a call to want to breathe again.
All right. Well, the guys are all set, so it's time to hear it. It's the acoustic version for the first time ever. Take the Name in the studio at iRockRadio.me, and this is Succubus.
Stuck in a maze with no way out. It's stopping me from finding myself. Feel like a zombie, I can't sleep at night. The writing on the walls, I'm hiding from it all. And I drown as she pulls me underneath her. Fall into the depths, feel the fire in my chest. I can't escape this madness. I can't erase it, I can't escape it. Me under into the ground. Multiple faces, I can't embrace this. Now I know you are a succubus. Feeding the pain as it's seeping in. I can't deny the pleasing feeling. And playing the devil's game, I'm bound in chains. I'm lost inside these games you play. It's haunting me, I need my way out. I'm searching for something that could lead the way. The writing on the walls, I'm hiding from it all in a drought at you. Me underneath her, your love is my demise. I can see through your disguise. I can't escape my hell. I can't erase it, I can't escape it. It's pulling me under into the ground. Multiple faces, I can't embrace this. Now I know you are a succubus. I can't erase it, I can't escape it. It's pulling me under into the ground. Multiple faces, I can't embrace this. Now I know you are a succubus. You are a succubus. You are a succubus!
T, Take the Name in the studio at iRockRadio.me, your first ever acoustic performance of Succubus. Now, I do want to ask you a question real quick, because now that you have done some acoustic versions and you've admitted to enjoying doing that, is this something that we might see more of with Take the Name?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think all three of us really enjoyed doing it. So, yeah. I mean, like, I don't see why we couldn't. I mean, just more content, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, you know, booking shows, acoustic shows for us at, you know, different settings, like different bars or whatnot that allow it, and, you know, having us play sets and do cover songs, too.
Yeah, I would add to it.
So now, when you guys write the music, do you write the music for, because you also add tracks, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of bands do seem to do that now.
Yeah, very common now.
Do you, because I know some bands, they write everything stripped down and then they'll add everything to it. How do you guys do it? Do you guys do lyrics first?
Lyrics pretty much come at the end. Like, we kind of get, like, scratch versions of things, and then we work with our producer, Justin, and he kind of adds synths where we kind of see fit and everything, and then Tyler records vocals last, and then, we pretty much didn't hear the lyrics for what it's worth until the very end.
Yeah,
they were like, oh, that's what you're writing about, okay. All right. But
we had the songs done before he came in at all, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows? Maybe there'll be a stripped-down, unplugged version of something before it becomes an electric now.
Maybe
this will open a door. But again, I can't thank you guys enough for stopping by. It's been an absolute pleasure because we've been playing you guys for the last two and a half years now. So to have you in the studio, it's an honor of ours.
It's been a long time coming.
It has.
So thank you so much for having us here. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming by.
And thanks for having some pizza pie.
Ah, that was it. We gotta have the cheese. We gotta have the cheese.
I love dad jokes.
All right. It is Take the Name on iRockRadio.me.